Shir Chav Ches Yom Hei Yud Beis Kislev Parshas Vayishlach.
We're holding in the Sefer of the Mishnah. It says, "Me'arba'a mitzvah lemalo ein mechayvim oisoi." Me'arba'a mitzvah lemalo ein mechayvim oisoi. Somach lekoisel acher af al pishelin nosan olo v'satikro megalgelim olo v'sakoil. V'cheska shelo nosan ad sheyovira yeshenosan. So what is the chiddush of the Sefer? That ein echenami ad arba ames is becheska shenosan, but lemalo midalad ames is becheska sheloi nosan. Ve'ein mechayvim oiso. You don't have to force him to pay. He doesn't have to pay. Somach lekoisel acher megalgelim olo v'sakoil. This is the chiddush of the Mishnah, and afilu ochi becheska sheloi nosan ad sheyovira yeshenosan. This is the Mishnah. So I want a little bit to mevayer though. Teisa shtel zakasha. Looks like a poshta teisves. I want together we'll see as we can gain duch and duch this teisves asach. This is as a poshta kasha. It says in the Sefer that ad arba'ames mechayvi moisoi, yoisor ma'arba'ames ein mechayvi moisoi. You can't force him to chip in more from arba'ames. And in Taka doesn't have to pay. I'm allowed to build it, but he doesn't have to pay. Somar lekoisel acher, then he has to pay. It's becheska sheloi nosa. Frek teisa kasha, what's stated in the Mishnah? That if I build lemalem arba'ames, I can't force my friend to pay. And if you build a kaisel acher, he has to pay. Becheska sheloi nosa. How we know that I build a wall and I'm asking him from the money? Let him to say he built a wall. How the ganze Mishnah doesn't make sense. What is the ganze Mishnah? I could ask for the money from him, or I cannot ask the money from him. I could ask, or I can ask. Becheska sheloi nosa. I could ask. Lemalo midalad ames, I don't have to pay. The other guy doesn't have to pay. And if he claims that he pays, he's not believed. He will claim, I build it. What is this ganze Mishnah that he's not believed to say that he paid? He will claim that he built the ganze koisel. What? Zog de Yad Rama, and don't answer me he didn't say it, because then he has a migu. Migu that he could have said that he built it, he's never to say that he paid. Yad Rama. Yeah, and this is Yad Rama. So we can't say that the answer is he didn't say. Because if the case is that Be'etzim he could have said and Grada he didn't say, if this is the case that he could have said and Grada he didn't say, Safdem is a migu. So again, so we go back to the Kasha. As the Maharam explains Tesis's Kasha. The Maharam speaks it out clear that does his Tesis Kasha. Lama is in Tesis inside. So what is Tesis Teretz? Zog Tesis, Ayri, ki goin di adin and the kodam chad ve'alze lechavrei, is Eidim, that one of them begged the other person to build. V'hoyo mesarev, and he said no. And then he builds the wall. Now the other guy says, so you can't say, I build it. We know the other guy asked you and you said no. So mainly we assume that the first person built it and you didn't chip in. And now you're claiming that you paid. Of them is, Becheska sheloi nosan, ad sheyovira yeshenosan. Becheska sheloi nosan, ad sheyovira yeshenosan. Ad sheyovira yeshenosan. Those are the tastes. So it's Eidim that he asked him and he said no. So we assume that he built it and the other person. And of them stayed, Becheska sheloi nosan, he's not them to say that he paid. Till it be a riot that he paid. Those are the tastes. Frank the Chazanish, and everyone that learns, why this tastes is on the Sefer, and this tastes is not on the Reisha. And the Reisha state, Ad arba ames, mechayvi moisoi, Becheska sheloi nosan. The other person is not to say that he paid. Why the other person has to be Becheska Shenasa? The other person could tell him that he built it. Why Teis doesn't ask the kasha? Like the Rashba frek the kasha. The Rashba takish tells the kasha and the Reisha of the Mishnah. How we know that the first person built it, that the halacha is, he can't tie it to the other person you didn't pay, because the other person is believed to say that he paid. Becheska Shenasa. How we know that you build it? Maybe he built it. And answer the same tats. We know that the first person asked the second person. And he said no. And he said no. And Avdem said the Mishnah, Becheska Shenasa. Why Tesis only shtelt on the Seifa and Tesis didn't shtelt on the Reisha? And I want to be Magnum and Masbi. We mentioned yesterday, and I want to go through the Machlekes again. And the Ikar HaKashe, the Nachlas David speaks it out, the Namud Beis, we'll speak on the Reisha. We said yesterday, the Machlekes Rishonim. How we know that the first person built it? And the Mishnah is Mechadesh, that is Becheska Shenosan. He's believed that he paid. And the Gemara says it's Chidushim, Pirater Zmano, he's believed to say that he paid. What do you have to be believed that he paid? But the Gemara brings a Raya that it's Chidushim. He can't Shmamin or other Pirater Zmano. Pirater Zmano, I build it. Chteza, you build it. Chidush is never to say that he paid, even in Techzmano, because Sofa Vesofa Zimnu, see a whole sugi of Techzmano. Mechatesa, you built, maybe I built. And again, if we don't know, and you're in Moide, we have a Miku. This is the Kasha. And we mentioned yesterday that there's two Terutzi. All of the Rishonim answer Tesis Terutz. That is Aiden, that he asked him for the money, and he said, no, I'm not going to pay. So now he says that he paid. So basically, we know that the first person built it, but he was Moide, he's not planning to pay, and the other person is building it. And he said, no. So, of them in the Reisha state, Becheska Shenosa, he paid in there. And the same state of Becheska Shenosa. This is the way all the Rishonim are learning the Sugya. And Rashi, Zog de Nachlas David, state Nishtaze. First Rashi doesn't mention nothing, so Mistama it's not the case. Second of all, Rashi himself says, Achi of Iraya Shaloi Nosan in the Reisha. What is the Raya Shaloi Nosan? That he brings Aiden that I asked him for the money and he said no. So then Mistama he never paid. Says no Becheska Shenosan. So Achi of Iraya Ledvorov. What is the Raya Shaloi Nosan? The Raya Shaloi Nosan is that he brings Aiden that he asked him for the money and he said no. So Lefi Rashi Zog de Nachlas David, the case of the Rishonim, it's a Raya, this is Achi of Iraya Shaloi Nosan. So it can't be that this is the case of the Mishnah. So we said the case of the Mishnah is like the Piskirit, Piskirios, like Mashmat Shulchan Aruch, that we know the first person built it, we saw Aiden that he's building it. Everyone saw that he's building it. Now he says, please pay me. The guy said, I pay. He can't say he built it. We saw that the other person went to the store, bought bricks, and put up the wall. So we said, that we have a machleikis, Rashi and Rishonim. It's like Nachamud and Nachlas David says, in the beginning of Amud Beis, machleikis, Rashi and Rishonim, how to be maimi the Mishneh, that we know that the first person built the wall. Lefi Rashi, we saw him building it. And Lefi the Rishonim, I asked and he said no. When at both cases, state Becheska Shenosa. Lefi Rashi, we believe the other person that he paid, even though we know that you built it. Lefi the Rishonim, it's not enough that we saw you putting the bricks. You asked him for the money and he said no. And we explained, the Rishonim don't like Rashi's pshat. Someone if one of them built. What, do you want two people to carry every stone together? Two people will hold the stone. So, it has to be built. One of them is taking care of it. Mistomer, it's both. There's no reason to assume that he built it. Only if I asked for the money and he said no, so then we assume that I'm building it on my own. Avdem shteit Becheska Shenosa. This is the reason the Rishonim didn't like Rashi's pshat. Why Rashi didn't learn like the Rishonim? Because Rashi himself says that Lo Yitzur is aiding that he didn't pay, that he said no, he's not never to say Becheska Shenosan. Becheska Shenosan is only in a case that now we saw someone building and the other time he's never paid. But if he asked the person, he said no, if he didn't want to pay once, he never pays. This is the Rosh. We explain that in every case, in the case that you do al hakoil, that you have to pay in Mishpat Zegolui, and you mitzavtsef and you don't want to pay, so you come Huchzakafren, you're not never to say that you pay. This is what we said yesterday. So we are zoiche that we have two pshatim in the Mishnah. Right? This is what we are zoiche. We have two pshatim in the Mishnah. One pshat in the Mishnah we have. One pshat we have in the Mishnah that is Becheska, that how we know the first person built it. Rashi, Piskirios, Shulchan Aruch, we saw him building. And the Rishonim's pshat, Hoyo Mesarev boy. He asked them, he begged them. When I say the Maharam says, Claude, that this one is bothering Tesis. And we tell the Kasha, it's the Chazanish's Kasha. So why Tesis is shtelling it on the Sefer and Tesis is not shtelling it on the Reisha? I know it looks like a kleine aure. I want, you could use a kleine sugyas to show you how you could build such a Tesis, a teltal pias. Kleine aure, chazanish. Why Tesis asks it on the Sefer, Tesis doesn't shtell it on the Reisha, some we show him shtell it on the Reisha. Shene aure? So there's three terutzim on this kasha. Maybe I'll say it's four terutzim on the kasha. One tells the Chazanish makes cheshbonos that we're not going into. But the Chazanish has a psacheshbon. So this is the first terutzim that we're not going into. Second terutzim, you can answer Balabati. Shene chanami on the Sefer, you could have asked on the Reisha. You waited till the end and he asked. That's what most people here learn. Yeah? Shene chanami. The two shvach terutzim. No, Chazanish, Enochanami, the Tana could have said that he could claim that he built a wall. The Tana says Becheska Shenosan, even if you will know. Enochanami, like normally you never know. So the Tana says Becheska Shenosan. What do you want the Tana will say? He built a wall. Tana says even if Lu Yitzur, people know that he built a wall, Becheska Shenosan. So in the Reishi, you don't have to ask exactly. So what then? Enochanami. And the Sefer states Becheska Shenosan, and he has to pay. How it's proved that you built it? Just other because Tam, bigger Chiddush, other on the Reisha, we could have Deichek Zayn Efshar Alav Davke, if you give an Aetze, so we stole it on the safe.
Why can't you
say that it's not a riot? What?
One guy
doesn't have
a better time than
the other. I'm not sure. So, I want to say a terrence. We could learn, Tesis could have asked on both, and find little echetimzas, little tirutzim lach, why Tesis is stalled in the end, not stalled in the beginning. But I want to tell you what I think a real terrence. Why Tesis is stalled in the end and Tesis didn't stall in the beginning? Tesis learned in the Reisha, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha in the Reisha. Why? Like Rashi, we saw one of them building the wall. If we saw one of them building the wall, Mistama, he built it. If it's good for Rashi, it's good for Tesis. I saw him building the wall. What I built it. Everyone saw. He went to the store. He bought bricks. He put them up. I build it. I send them. You send them. He built it. Well, you pay him. Cheska Shenosan. But we know he built it. Rashi is girech. Tesis never stole the kasha of the Reisha. So why Tesis has the kasha in the Sefer? Sefer is very poshut. While we know that the bottom of the wall belongs to both, right? Even if one of them built it, Cheska Shenosan. So this bottom of the wall belongs to both. Now, when I want to put on bricks on that wall, I'm allowed to? The Rosh says I'm not allowed to. I have to ask permission. You can make a mechor. So I'm now going to put bricks on Yanim's wall. So what do you think? That I'm stand building a wall on Yanim's wall and he doesn't want to pay me and he's letting me to do it? Or Mistame, we made up together that we decided to extend it. But Pashtus, we made up. Other he's letting me aldas that he doesn't have to pay me anymore. Other he paid me. Why he will let me start to put bricks on his wall? So I'm fighting with him and I'm asking him, please do it. Say, no, you want to do it, but remember, no price. The price is that I let you. This is the Pashtus. This is the Pashtus. So it's Bechai Gavne Ad Lemala Midalad Ames is the stomach. That Mistama, we build it together. And the Sefer, the Tesis has to say a Teretz, show you Misarvim boy. And the Reisha, you don't have to say show you Misarvim boy. And the Sefer, you have to say show you Misarvim boy. And the Reisha, the Tesis doesn't have to say it. But I'm telling you, it will make clear that that's the emes. I'll soon prove to you. But I'm saying again, I want to mechiach it. Pshat ha-teisvus. Again, we ask the Akasha, why Teisvus stalled on the safe and not stalling on the Reisha? We're answering Balabatish, about emes ha-teretz. And the Reisha, Teisvus could learn like Rashi. We saw him building. If one builds, hits his house. But on the safe, he's putting it on my stone. The Rosh says he could be me'akev on him. You don't have a right to do it. So Mistam, if he's doing it, Mistam is doing it for both. Mistam, they sat together and they decided to extend it. So we made it, they said to have a raya. So nochemos, so in the reisha, I learned as Evi Rashi, only in the safe he has the same Mesarev. Now I want to faknech weiter. And more from that. Teisus learned that in the reisha, Mesarev, in the reisha will be a case of Mesarev, maybe Teisus is masking with Rashi. So if he said no, he's never meant to say that he paid. Achotzov said no. We don't believe him anymore that he paid. In the sefer, he's not a chotzov. In the sefer, he doesn't have to pay. He said no, and tomorrow he decided yes. So kenzatz bichlanish gemachlekes Rashi and Teisus. In the reisha, when there's a chiyuv to build a wall, so forget when one builds, mistam he builds for both. So b'meila zaktesis, but why one is building? Zaktesis, we saw one building, b'meila, we know that he built, mistama the other person paid him. I said no, you have to pay. Why you said no? You're planning to be a ganef. A ganef doesn't change his mind. So b'meila, we assume that you never paid later. We assume that you never paid later. So b'meila, in the ratio, we know that he built it. We saw he bought the bricks. He's allowed to build. Chazan led me to build in this place, right? You have to build. The other person also has to build. I don't have to ask you. If you don't want to build, I have a right to use your shetach and build. Why? Because Chazal said you have to build. So if I'm building, Mistama, I'm building. Cheska Shenasa, Mistama, the other person will pay. But if he said no, Mistama, he will never pay. So if I count the case of the Reisha, is not Mistarev boy. Mashaykin in the safe, Be'ezin, the person doesn't have a right to build, Zak Derosh. He could make a Mechora, filu. So if I build, Mistama, we're building together. So there's no right that I built? The answer is, I asked him and he said no.
Maybe he wants the
crystal one. Other yeah, other name. So, but it's Memele, I'm saying, but there's no stomach that it's yours. If I come to your house and I start to build a house, Mistama, it's my house, I'm asking you a shayla. Someone walks into your house, fixes a fridge. So Mistama, the pshat is, you paid him, you hired him. Shayla, if you paid already or not. Oh, Mistama, no, you didn't pay him. It's just time he decided to build a house inside your house. Again, in the reisha, I have a right to do it. I don't need to ask you. I'm not building a new house. It's my house. It's a kriya. Again, I'm allowed to. What's the shaykhs? I'm allowed to come to build a wall here. I don't have to ask you. So it's not because I'm going into your house. I'm building in my house. Even if I'm building it on your shetach also, I don't have to ask you permission. It's a takana de rabbon. I'm allowed to install a wall here. I'm not asking you permission. So when I build, I'm building. Although the other guy is a good guy, or he's not a good guy. We don't know. So we saw me building, we saw my building. If you see a worker is working in someone's house, what do you think? He's his worker. Two people have a house, and one day you see someone is putting up a roof. Mistama, it's both of them. But many have to say Mistama. Push it. Very push it. But I'm saying it's more stark. Rashi is a chidush with the Rosh Matrzach. That if you said no, I would never pay, this is in the Reisha. You had to pay, you're a chotzuf. Mistama, you will never pay. In the safe, the guy told me I want to make a second floor. After a week, I said, I pay. Porati. Maybe I'm never. I'm never. Why not? If after, if the halacha is, some of the guys are after that I'm a chuyub, I'm never to say porati. Because the person doesn't know to say that he paid. But there's no raya. I said no yesterday. I saw such a shade in the house. And the reisha, I had to pay. I still didn't want to pay. So mechateisa tomorrow, I decided to pay. That's the shita's Rashi. In the sefer, I didn't want to pay. Now I heard the halacha that you have to pay. Or I decided that it's hanor, so I'm asking to pay. It's very glad. This is the first part, balibatish, but I think it's emes. Again, pamelach. I think it's emes. That Tesis didn't shtal the kasha and the reisha. So we say, and the reisha is nishkan kasha, and the sefer is kasha. And we mechad that Kenzan and the reisha will not say the Rashi, and the Tesis will say like the Rishonim, and the Davke could be Rashi even more than the sefer to the Rishonim. Rashi only said his chidushim and the reisha. Those are the tzurs of the Shmaisa and Tesis. Aleph. This chelik, I'm saying, is poshut the pshat. But as I let me get to the second chelik. Let me send the thesis inside. It's three words that the Bis Yosef made a whole tumult in the thesis. Eirik egoin de yadin and de kod chadem ve'arze lechavrei. Ve'oye mesarev kide mashman lishnein mechai. Ve'lekach avi bechezka shel einosa. Ve'ein tzorich lehamid b'sho'oso chazis. Meram et thesis, if I would not have this plan, like Rashi in the Sefer, I can't learn. Although he doesn't hold like Rashi, although like in the Sefer, at least we don't say Rashi. So I would have a problem. How I know that the first person built the wall? So Tesis, I would have under a patent. Meret she'oso chazis. He made a chazis, so we know that the wall belongs to Reuven. So now he's suing Shimon. Shimon says that he paid. Becheskes shelo inosan ad she'avirai she'inosan. So how we know that Reuven built the wall? He made a chazis. He made a chazis. So now we know that he made a chazis. So we know that he built a wall. So it's clear that he built the wall. Now, Samach Lekoy Selacher, his nene, he claims that he built it, he paid. Bechazke Sheloi Nosa. Bechazke Sheloi Nosa. But how we know that he built the wall? He made a chazis. Zog de Bis Yosef, Mikan Muchach, Shechozis helps in a chotzer. We learned in the Sugis before, Machlekes Rishonim, if Chozis helps in a chotzer or not. Mikan Muchach, Shechozis helps in a chotzer. Because if Chozis doesn't help in a chotzer, Vos will taste us. Vos will taste us. Vos will taste us. So mikan muchach shechazis helps in a chotzer. It's a big machlekes rishonim. It's like the Bis Yosef. Ulay, we will read the thesis with Azan Nigdal. Ve'ein tzorich loimar she'oso chazis, and then we'll have to be mechiyach from this mishne that chazis helps in a chotzer. Baruch Hashem, we don't need to do that. So now taki chazis doesn't help in a chotzer. If we would not have a itzah, so we would have to say that it's chazis, and we'll buy yoisamah mishne that chazis helps in a chotzer. Baruch Hashem, we have an ander teretz, so we don't have to answer it. So now we don't have to say that chazis helps in a chotzer. So, Pashtus is a raya. Pashtus is a raya, so the Bis Yosef. So, Bis Yosef, I could be doing the raya. Oh, well, the Mai says, Givaldi, that we could be doing the raya. We have a taste of Sarosh. Taste of Sarosh brings down Bishem Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam answered. So Chleimar Shoso Chazis. Rabbeinu Tam didn't like this first teretz, didn't like the second teretz. So Rabbeinu Tam Shoso Chazis. We talk in Sidur Chazis. So now the Bis Yosef's teretz fell apart. First of the Bis Yosef's teretz didn't mean really. They said Baruch Hashem, we don't have to say Sidur Chazis. If we have to say that it's Chazis, it'll be a right Chazis of the Chotzer. Baruch Hashem, we don't have to say it. The matzav is good. We don't have to say it. But Rabbeinu Tam said it. Zog the Nachlas David and the Chazanish, they don't know what the Bis Yosef wants. So I know. The Rosh wants to know the Bis Yosef is Rishonim. If it's Rishonim, it's not Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a Tesis. What's the Mishonim? Who? The Rosh is trying, the Bis Yosef is trying to prove that Chazis helps in a Chotzer from Tesis. He's there in the Rai. It's a Rosh, we don't have the Tchir, no? So what we do now? Zog de Nachlas David, Fashen is the Rai. Why Chazis doesn't help in a Chotzer? We start in the Rimigash, because the Lefichoch is a starker Rai. Anan Sadi breaks the Chazis. Chazis can't work against Lefichoch. If one person claimed that he built it, Lefichoch says two people built it. So while Lefichoch said that two people built it, Chazis can't help. So the Nachlas David, this is only Lemato Midalet. Aber Lemato Midalet, Chazis helps. So what the Bis Yosef wants? It's Raya, Baruch Hashem is no Raya. Lemato Midalet, Chazis will help. Aber the Ramban has a Teretz, it's no Chazis L'chatzi Koysel. Chazis doesn't... Don't say that it's no Chazis L'chatzi Koysel. Anyway, and our sugi is Chazis L'chatzi Koysel. Because in the bottom it does... Aber as they say, it's Nachlas David. Bashkofer is showing that Nachlas David is right. Bashkofa Shmiel, we know that Nachas David is not right. This is good if Tesis is only on the Sefer. But if this Tesis meant to ask also on the Reisha, and he wanted those in the Reisha, Chosis will help. You're right. After we said in Shir that Tesis is only on the Sefer, now we can hear the Nachas David. But if Tesis Kashu was signed, the Reisha signed the Sefer, he spoke it out on the Sefer. But he meant to ask on the Reisha, this is what the Bisyasev meant. What did the Bisyasev know that Tesis is on the Sefer? Aber es lav dafka la Sefer. The Tesis is on the Mishnah. He speaks down on the Sefer, it's more close. Aber if Lemaisa, you would have to say, as that Meretev Chosis, you will have to say it, sign the Reisha and sign the Sefer. You will have to say that this is the case. The Meile, Zer Gishmak de Bisyasev. So the Teretz is, we are learning Taka as even Nachlas Dovid, so Taka de Bisyasev, Taka is Nishkan Taina. Because they only said it in the Sefer. So here we mechazik what we're saying, Taka. So I'm saying, I'm only thinking, the first Shaila is stamp pshat, this is on the Sefer, this is on the Reisha. It makes a ganz enough community to the Lomdash Aloch of the Bisyasev. If Tesis is only on the Sefer, and Nachlas Dovid is right, there's no Raya from Tesis. Only if you say, but if you learn that Tesis is also on the Reisha, it's a Raya. Only if you don't like the Bisyasev, then Tesis is like a Nigim. But the Maisa we have Rav Nutam, that said, God, that Chosis helps. So if, now, if someone asks you, Chosis helps and Chosis or not, if Tesis is also on the Reisha, Mefush Rav Nutam, that Chosis helps. La Aloch, Chosis helps on the Reisha. If we know the Emes, that Tesis is only on the Sefer, so maybe we don't have a Rav Nutam. This is Glat, Chelek Beis. I want now, Chelek Gimel. I think it's weiter. It's mamish a sikum of the ganze zachen. This is good far chazor as such a cheshbon. I want to ask you a shayla. What is chosis? Is a raya anan sadi or it's not a raya gemura? Chosis is anan sadi that I build it or it's not a raya brura? It's only enough that b'meila the other person doesn't become a muchzik. We said from the Rimigash, from all the Rishonim, we put a lot of rayas in the Afdalev. Chosis is not mamish a raya. Migu against Chosis, Migu helps. We explained, the pshat is, the Chosis says, Bistome it is. Who built the wall? It looks like it is. But now that it's a raya brua, we had a big shayla if it's an ansadi or not. A big shayla if it's an ansadi or not. No, so we explain, when it's standing, we see that it's mine, so later when it falls, you don't become a muhzik. This was the whole hesbah. This was the whole hesbah that we said. That state that chosis helps when it falls, with shushad minayu. Since in Kash and Rimigash that says Claude that lefichoch means chosis. Remember, we're holding in the Rishonim, we said that most of the Rishonim hold, chosis doesn't help lemata midaladames. Why? Because lefichoch means chosis. Chosis ashvach ezach. Lefichoch means chosis. So lefichoch lo hayitzi lo yamrinen. Chosis lo hayitzi yamrinen. We explain. But lefichoch, this is the reason chosis doesn't open a chotzer. Most of the rishonim, because lefichoch is starker from chosis. A lot of rishonim hold that lefichoch is not such a starker raya. But chosis is even schwacher. So chosis is not a starker raya. Chosis is okay, but it's not a starker raya. So I'm asking you a shayla. If Chosis is not a starke raya, what will help to say that we're speaking that he did Chosis? The Chosis will say that I build a wall, and now because of that in the Mishnah state, that when the other person builds a wall connected, I can ask him to pay midinene. The Chosis is a raya to be mighty moment. If the pshat in the Mishnah would be, why becheska shalayin osam? Because I build a wall, and now I can ask for the other person to pay me money midin nene. Chosis is such a starke raya that I could even ask to make becheska shalayin osam? I'm asking, these stones are becheskosi. So we made it, we'll stay achloiku. Yenem will not become a muchzik of them. But to be moitzi momen mikoyach them? Efshar yeh. But we have to remember, this chosis here would be enough. One more little ore before we go to the next shlav of the sugya. Someone showed me today in the morning Teis Arosh. Teis Arosh brings down the Rabbeinu Tam that the sugya is with the chosis. And Teis Arosh asks the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. So the Achroinim didn't have this chelek. Again, we ask the Shaila, how we know he built the wall, right? And the Sefer, how we know he built? So we have Rashi's Teretz, we say we saw him building. Tesis and the Rishonim Mesarev. Tesis Arosh, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, was a Chosis. was a chazis. So we know he built a wall. Frag the Teisarosh Akashe. It's two lines in Teisarosh. No, Bashkof Rishon, you can get mixed up in the words. But he's asking a simple kasha. He says, Sheker. Mikendi is talking as Mereto that he did Chazis. Why? Not because Chazis doesn't help. He says, if we're talking that he did Chazis, explain to me how you read the Reisha. Koisel Chosor Shenofal, Mechaivi Moisem Livnes. One of them picked it up and he put a Chazis. Becheska Shenosan, for sure the other guy paid. So why he did a Chazis? Why did a chazis? Becheska shenosan? Becheska shen. How are you learning pshat bechazis in the reisha? I want to explain to you. Let me explain for the people that are getting mixed up. I'll explain to you. In the sefer, I don't have a problem. Why? When I build a wall, he for sure didn't pay. He doesn't have to pay even now. So I made a nice chazis. 5 weeks later, he brings a truck and he puts a wall opposite. I'm starting to sue him now. So I claim, now that you started to enjoy, pay. Now I paid. The chazis is not a raya against me. The chazis was a raya that you built it. I know that you built it. The shayla is, now that I'm nene, I paid, I didn't pay. Becheska sheloi nosam, becheska shenosam. And the reisha, you claim that you paid for the wall. Not after the wall was built. The Gemara says, because safa v'safa zimnu. I was paying during the building. If it's a chazis, so why did the guy put a chazis? So the reisha is for sure without a chazis. So what are you saying? You know, we're talking about a chazis. Chfashtei lishi pshat. Frek them teis esarosh. Azei frek the teis esarosh av Rabbeinu Tam. It poshut, there's no way to learn the Mishnah with a chazis. How you could learn the reisha with a chazis? I just don't understand. What do you say? But the answer is, Rabbeinu Tam never spoke on the reisha. No one spoke on the reisha. And the reisha, we said the answer is, we know that one built it because we saw him building it. And it looked that Teisarosh also knew it. Just so the reisha and the sefer are not the same. Maybe this would have bothered. But again, now we know that the sefer is not the reisha. When you see the, but you're right, Bashkofer is showing you, like the B'si Yosef taught, that if the sefer is a chazis, the reisha is a chazis, is a raya from our taste, the chazis helps in a chotzer. We answer, no, this is on the top, this is on the bottom. The same Mishnah, the same Mishnah. So we said, if taste has to ask on both, taki, we don't have shot. Now I'm proving that the Rabbeinu Tam, that said, Rabbeinu Tam, that said chazis. Rabbeinu Tam said, are we talking with chazis? That is Rabbeinu Tam. So this is the pele, you know, the achronim didn't have it. The b'seis didn't have it, so everything changed. This is the kasha. Teisarosh freaked of him, it can't be in the reisha. So what is going to happen with Rabbeinu Tam? So how will him shot in the reisha? It's yelling our answer, and the reisha is no kasha. I think this is emes lamito. When I saw this teisarosh, to Bochum show me today, it's emes lamito. Emes lamito. Shteit klor in teisarosh. This whole teisarosh is on the sefer, not in the reisha. I don't think it's a different way to answer it. Maybe Teisarosh is bothered, even noch them, so the Reisha and the Sefer are not in the same Echatimze, so Rabbeinu Tam is not Gishmak. Say that. But the answer of Rabbeinu Tam is, there's no way to manage the Reisha with the Chazis. There's no way to learn Pshat in the Reisha and the Chazis. So the Reisha is without the Chazis. The Reisha is without the Chazis. So tell him, let's do it, let's see if he's going to crash with this business off. Let me get invited to the second part of the Mishnah. I'm just proving, I'm only learning that Teisus started of the Sefer. The Reisha, me get invited to claim the Teisus. I learned good, this can sein a ganze. No, it's a pellet, and it's chidushim v'gab b'chozis. I'm saying, I don't see a way to answer Rabbeinu Tam's kind, the Teisarosh kasha of Rabbeinu Tam, only to answer that Teisus is on the Sefer, not on the Reisha. And Mele could be Rashi's only on the Reisha, not on the Sefer, and it's no Machlekes Rishonim. And everything changes. What? I know, this is in the Sefer, we know what this is in the Sefer. Again. No. You want to say a fourth time that's my taste book in the Sefer? I said it's a claim that Tirutzim that this is Zuadin on the Reisha. Chaznish has even a better Cheshbon. But I'm saying, I'm proving nishtazay. And the taste is not on the safe. I'm saying, I said, it's poor tirutzi. All the first 3 years that Mishigaben Aitza is a given eichen and the reisha. It's a given eichen and the reisha. Just lay out that it's not in the reisha, it's on the safe. We're saying, no, it's on the safe and nishtav the reisha. Let me get weiter. It's the second part of the Mishnah. Aber steht, samach lekoisel acher. Samach lekoisel acher. אף על פי שלא ינוס על אולו וסתיקרו מגלגל עם אולו וסקוי סומך לקוי סלאח אף על פי שלא ינוס על אולו וסתיקרו מגלגל עם אולו וסקוי And here the Rishonim ask three kashas and it's a very big balagan בעצם the order it's nicht klar what shayla is erste shayla what is zweite shayla what is dritte shayla I'm trying to misader it, I think, and this is the Nusach, to make a Seder and Divrei HaRishonim. It's a very shver chelek, this chelek of the Mishnah. You don't have to chip in, aber samach lekoi sel acher, megalgelim, afal bishel nosa lo satikro, megalgelim olo vesakoyl. Fregin the Rishonim HaKashe. This Kashe is Ramban, Rash, Boran, Nemuki Yosef, Ritpo. All of the Rishonim has the Kashe, and everyone has an extra word, but if you put all the words together, the Kashe is Azei. I know some of you will tie it maybe in one Rishon, smash, but not like that. Zog de l'acher ha'iyun, this is the Kashe of the Rishonim. Fregin the Rishonim like this. He built l'mala midalet ames, ein mechayev im oisem. Somach l'koy sel acher, aval pi shelo inosa lo vesatikro, megalgil im olo vesakoyl. Fregin the Rishonim, why? Maybe he will never put on the tikro on Yenem's wall. He will put the tikro the other way. And this is the wall, he built another wall. No, maybe soon he will build two walls and the tikro will go this way. And he will not lean on this. So why he has to pay? Mechetesi is going to plan to lean on it. Azei Fregin the Rishonim. Zogin the Rishonim HaTeretz V'yeshloimar Even if he's not planning to lean on it But it will be a wall to his house So he's Nana anyways So we read the Mishnah Nu Aval bishelo yinosan esatikro Aval bishelo yiten olo esatikro Not like Rashi Rashi is mashma Aval bishelo adayin lo yinosan esatikro Eventually he will do it Rabbeinu Gershom says Klor Just he put it the other way, because he's enjoying to live in the house. I say, Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom learned the pshat in the Mishnah. But Rishonim learned even before the roof. Because he will put the roof the other way. Rabbeinu Gershom says that he put the roof the other way. So what is the answer of the Rishonim? The reason he has to pay, even if he didn't put on the roof, because the answer is, Why? He's happy that he's nana, that he has a house. He's surrounded from four walls. He's close by Nugalsha. He put there's one wall here, he put a parallel wall opposite, right? No! Soon there'll be another wall here, there'll be another wall here, there'll be a house. So, Abba Pisha Tikro, even if you put this. Rabbeinu Gershom says already he put all the two walls and he put the roof. There's the pshat in the Mishnah. Maishi, everyone learns like you in the beginning when you learn the Mishnah because in Rashi it's mashma like you. But Rashi, Ritva, Raman, Ritva, Rishon, all the Rishonim say there's Mishnah pshat. Rabbeinu Gershom says, "Come on, Mishnah pshat." Rashi is left das yochid. Mamish said das yochid that is mashma from Rashi that eventually the wall as is mashma in Rashi that he put a wall the opposite that he could put under the tikro. But as they say in all the Rishonim. This is the first chelik of the Rishonim. I know in some Rishonim it's not mefurish that the roof will be on the other side, so you could have a mistake that they don't mean to ask it. But if you see all the Rishonim together, this is what the Rishonim meant. So basically, the Rishonim Mamash asked the Balabati Shashayla, how you know that I'm going to plan to put on the roof? You could put roof either this way or this way. For the Rishonim, who said I will do it this way? Maybe I will do it this way. Say about Kuma the Rishonim and Fregin at Zweite Kashe. The Ramban is the only one that doesn't go into the second Shaila. Ramban finishes with the first Shaila. But Rash Boran, Ritva, Namuki Yosef, they ask the second Kashe. Why I have to pay now? I said again, they're not learning like Rabbi Gershon that the roof is already there. And eventually we'll put the roof, but I will put the roof to the wide, not straight, I'll put the roof different. Say that. But the vile man enduring my house, cold man, it's open, the rain, the heat, everything comes in, I'm not enduring it, so why I have to pay already now? What's my God give me a coin? Why? Because I'm eventually going to do a roof. Someone stands in the store, no, pay. Eventually you're going to go in, so pay now. When I'll come in, I'll pay. You know that I'm about to come in, I'm stepping in. When I buy, I will pay. I don't have to pay before. Why I have to pay now? I'm not nene. As if like in all the Rishonim, who's in the Ramban that missed out the Shaila, he only sticks to the first Shaila. Zog the Rishonim at Eretz. Zog the Rishonim at Eretz. While I'm planning and I want to lean on it and I want to use it to be a part of my house, while this is my plan, that it will be a part of my house, so I'm mechaven already now to be zoicha in the walls. The Hainu. If you remember, the bottom of the wall is mine. The stones are leaning on my bottom of my wall, right? The stones are in my place. So while the stones are in my place, so b'mele, when I make a goli das that I'm planning to use it, so in that moment already I want to be zoicha in the avonim. So b'mele, I'm zoicha in the avonim. As Eidik says in Kuf Nun Chesiv Kot Nuvov, explains the Rishonim Klo. I have a das to be zoicha. You'll ask me a shaila, why I have a das to be zoicha? What is my rush? I'm very passionate. I'm starting to put a wall. 2 minutes, the guy will take off that part. What I'll be then? I'm investing now to build a wall, 20 amas, because he made 20 amas. I'll get to 19, the guy will peel it off to 4. So when I start to do it, goli adas, then I want to be zoicha. Vemele, I'm zoicha. And the Ktzais explains, and the Rishonim explain, the Achronim, and even that he didn't tell me that he lets me to be koine, I could be koine without asking him. Because when he puts something on my wall, is every time in condition that if I want to be zoiche, I could be zoiche. He doesn't have a right to put it on my wall, only if I tell him. But the Haskomet to put it on the wall, silent for the Rishonim that I don't have to ask him, other for the Rosh that he has to be maskim, not moiche, is giboit of them, I'm dear, and you're not. You're not stopping me. But if it's nishta zay, avadi, b'meila he has to sell it. Shemus harash, but the ktzeis brings down. But again, this ktzeis, the ktzeis explains it. We'll see in a second before the ktzeis says it. Avadi hizoich. So the vayl again, we have two halakim in the rishonim. Chelik aleph, I'm going to enjoy even if I'm not going to lean on it. Chelik beis, the vayl I didn't enjoy. Why bichlal to pay? The answer: if I have a das, I want to be koine. I want to be koine. Why I want to be koine? So I answered you one teretz, and I think it could be a emes teretz. The reason I want to be koine is I'm scared the guy will run away. So Rabbi Kivayegi B'Techad Vorim says, the Nesiva says, why you want to be koine? Because eventually I want to lean on him. If we learn Kipshuta that I'm planning to put Lefi Rashi, so I need to buy it now that I could lean on him. Or I want to be koine because if I want to use it, I'll make his house dirty. And he'll tell me, Shichusa da Ashaise. But I have a das to be koine. I have a das to be koine. We'll leave it like this, Devad. So I have a das to be koine. Abrazei, now we'll go to the third shaila. So again, first shaila we said, who said I will lean? Even if I don't lean, Zog the Rishonim, I enjoy the walls. I didn't enjoy it already. Say it, but you have a das. You want to be koine. You want to be koine. Now is the tesis. Lama zan the tesis. And here is the big shaila. Where tesis stands in this shaila. Lama zan the tesis inside. Ava bishul enozal of satikro megalgin of sakoy. Ava gav de zen nene vizel oi choser potu. So why he has to pay? Mikol boko im keivon de goliadaita de michalei behoitzoe. Chayev. Taisa says in Mobikame, well, Nichele, as the Gir says, came when the Nichele Boyitzo, Chaye, Chinmash and I perkets in the regal, the coma time in the Nikov of Maki Potu, Shmam is in Hosapotu, the Philochic Shomanik of Chaye, came nearly one terrets. Inami, Hoch as a Hosaru, Shigurim Lashik, Bia Koysel and Malam and Adamis, Kedeshilo Yelo, as a Kriya Bishum Indian women. So Taisa asks the Kasha, Zenene Vezelo Hosar, I build a wall, you're not Hosar, why I have to pay? So the Ktzei says, he doesn't, Lefide Rishonim, the Kasher Tzeis is not a Kasher. He wanted to be Koine de Avonim. He's paying because he was Koine de Avonim. What is the Shaykh's Choser or not Choser? He bought a 50% of the stones. The other guy is for sure Choser. He sold him the stones. So the Ktzei says that Lefide Rishonim, Tzeis is Kasher, is not a Kasher. This is the Ktzei's Cheshbon. Now, let me again learn the Tesfas. Frekt Rab Kiva Eger, he poshet doesn't understand the Tesfas. He doesn't understand a word in Tesfas. Rab Kiva Eger, in the Ksaviyat, in the beginning, he bleibt zorchi un godel meroid. Tesfas vayk dakash is the nene vizeloi choso. I'm asking you a shayla, where is nene? Why is nene? Why is nene? How are you learning pshat in Tesfas? Why is nene? Why is nene? Well, why this person is nene? No, the Rishonim, if the Rishonim is, it's Chosar. No, if I'm Koine, if I ready, I was Koine, it's called Chosar. I'm sorry. One second. Leat, leat. Where I'm nene? Explain to me how. Teis as a kasher. Ze nene vezeloi Chosar. Frek Rab Kiva Eger. Where I'm nene? Cholila to say like the Rishonim, lefi Teisvis, because then it's Chosar. The Ktzeis explained to us very close that if I want to be Zeichen de Avonim, I'm Chosar. So what Tesis learns in Nene? What I'm Nene?
Extra cost.
What?
Extra cost.
This is even without building a wall. And that I don't pay. What? I don't have to pay for the Hezekri. I pay for my house. Don't stay close in the Sugya. Don't stay close in the Sugya. Without that I don't pay. So why am nene? How are you doing pshat? Why am nene? Baruch, why am nene? No, why am nene? How are you doing pshat in Tesfas? I know as das of what? What? What am nene? Where is my anoy? Zogav ki ve'eger, and if you're telling me that eventually I'll be nene, eventually you'll be chosar, because the koiris will be leaning on your wall. I'll make holes in your walls, and I will lean on your wall. If you're speaking what will be tomorrow, tomorrow it's chosar. Now it's not even nene. If I'm paying al shema osid, Chazal say, but we know it's Rishonim as the cash, it never happened. What will say? It tastes as even if it never happened, you pay for future. We know that it's happening, you pay for future. As I'm kiveh, you learn pshat and tesis. The Rishonim asked, it never happened yet, and they answered what they answered. Tesis learns, you pay for future. Akasha, why? Akasha. How about you pay for the future? Find up Kiva Eger, the future you chosar. Eventually you'll be chosar. If you learn that the sticks are leaning on him, if you learn that the sticks are on the other side, maybe Takei Nechanan. Rab Kiva Eger learns that all of the walls, all the roof will be leaning on that wall, Kipshutoy. Why it's chosar? To lean on someone's walls is chosar. I'm leaning on my own wall, so what I need Yenim's wall. I'm leaning on my own wall. What make like a Zazach and hold it? The roof is leaning on two people. This is the Sugya. I need the wall. It's Chosar. Tomorrow will be Chosar. Now I'm not Nene. If you learn like the Rishonim, Zoytik says the Kasha doesn't start. Because I was Zoych and Avonim. You're learning Hashem the future, I'll be chosel. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, I was never nene. The answer, I want to be Zeichen the Avonim now. I want it to be mine. I want it to be now. I have to pay. I have to pay. Tesis didn't learn like that. But Pashas Tesis learned, you pay for the future.
Do you know knowing that you could use it for the future?
But we want the answer, but try to answer. So I'm then on the future. The future I'll be chosar. Future I'll be chosar. So then you have to pay. If you pay the future, you have to pay. You have to pay. You paid it now, you're not nene. So they tried to answer here. Some say, Asidah Rab Kiva Eger, and the blue Rab Kiva Eger is that the fact that I have the potential, this is my nene. The fact that I have a potential, I'm not paying for future. Not on Shema Osit. Pashas, the Rishonim learned, Chazal made me to pay for tomorrow. This is what I asked you, Shaila. If I'm standing outside a store, I'm paying because I'm going to buy. So the Rishonim answered, I'm buying now. Well, Taisa didn't learn that I'm buying now. So the Pashas, Taisa's man, I'm paying because tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Chosav. What's with Taisa's? Now I'm not Nene. So you want the answer? No. I'm Nene now that I have a potential. And for that Gishmak, I'm paying.
Pay less,
yeah. I'm paying. The shaila is abarazay in the sugi from Makiv and Nikaf. Even if you don't build four walls, if I build one wall, I already have potential. Mishnah zazach. I'm very happy. You know, eventually, when I want to do four, I'm already there. I already. Did. You have to do the four. You don't. If you don't close it, you're not paying Makiv and Nikaf. I have potential. No. So if the Nikaf did one and I do one, already I'm almost there. You also have to make two more walls. Nishtar is a zach, you pay for the geschmack of potential.
We have to make two more walls, the roof.
But there's nothing.
The roof, well, you live in a house with two walls.
With Makiv and Nikaf, there's nothing with those
two walls. It's a lomish shaneh, it's a very shver, it's a about. Now, there's one more kashi here, about. There's one more kashi, the Nesivis fregt a starke kashi. So this needs noch a hesbel. This needs noch a sacha hesbel. This tesis. The nesivus fregt a kasha. Fregt the nesivus. Fregt the nesivus. Samach lekoyse lacher megalgelim olav esakoil. Fregt the nesivus. Why megalgel esakoil? In the suga before, when the makif and the nikif did the fourth wall. Ravuna said, "Megalgilam hakoy lefima shegodar." Chia Barav said, "Mekonim bezoil." Why here is no Chia Barav? Why here everyone brings down Kipshutoy? If he made the second wall, Megalgilim all of a sakoil. Let Ravuna to say lefima shegodar, and Chia Barav will say it Mekonim bezoil. The serious asset kasha. That's the problem. Vashteinish. What? Some want to answer, I'll tell you. When I was in Cheder, my Rebbe said that if Hashtein is the Nesivus, but Konim Bezoil, that the roof will fall if you do Konim Bezoil. So he said he doesn't mean Konim Bezoil. He means if the guy made Begvil, pay Gozis. If he did Gozis, pay Kfisin. He means Konim Bezoil. No, I'm saying, he's getting Konim Bezoil. Someone else, two Tamil Chachamim came today to tell me the same Teretz. And Tzivus doesn't mean to ask Konim Bezoil. He's asking a Posh to Shaila. Why before in the Sugya is a Machleikas? Ravuna holds the Fima Shigodar. Chia Barav says. So the Nesivus answers that Lefida Rishonim it's very Gishmak. If I had a Das to be Koine, I have to pay for everything what he sold me. Here I have a Das to be Koine. Here's a Meirah Shus. Makiv and Nikaf is not a Meirah Shus. Chutz from the Rambam. But it's not a Meirah Shus. It's B'meila. I'm not going to dear. Dear, I'm Nene. Here, I want to buy it. The whole reason the Rishonim explained, I wanted to buy it. While the Rishonim explained that I want to buy it, B'meila, I have to pay the whole thing. Firtois Reb Nochem, and I Tzadik Beis. This is good for the Rishonim. But Taisus, we said, he doesn't want to buy. Because if he wants to buy, Taisus will not call him Chosa. So, Lefid Taisus, kum tzurik de kashe. Lefi Taisus kum tzurik de kashe. So why Ravuna here says lefi ma shegodar, Chir Barav says konim bezoil, and in our suge shteid lefi ma shegodar, and there's no Chir Barav. Why is no Chir Barav by us? Zog Reb Nochem aposhte geoynes. Lefi Taisus, I want to ask you a shayla. Why lefi Chir Barav you paid me konim bezoil? Why you don't pay lefi ma shegodar? Lefi Taisus. Why Ravuna holds the Fima Shigodar? Chir Barav holds Konim Bezoil. Why Chir Barav holds Konim Bezoil? Why Lefi Taisus you pay Konim Bezoil, Lefi Chir Barav? Why Lefi Taisus you pay Konim Bezoil, Lefi Chir Barav? What? No. Why Lefi Taisus? Not an answer. Why Lefi Taisus? But why Be'etz? But Be'etz, why? Come on. Why Lefi Taisus you pay Konim Bezoil? Look at Taisus. Look at Taisus. The Dalit Amud Beis Dibur Masud Meikonim. Why? No. So look at Taisus. No. Why did it take Baram your Beit Mekan of Israel? Why? Say why. Zog Teisves. Well, he could say, Ledidi Saigib in the Tire Barzuze. So it goes down, and then it goes up. About, not because it's worth Beit Mekan. But Mele Zog Ibnachim, hear what he will say. Ledidi Saigib in the Tire Barzuze. Who will hold the roof? Here you have your kasha. Here, lefi teisves, you can't say a cheap wall. This is what medayik and teisves. You don't go down to the mekonim bezoil. It's only because the ture bar zuze, and then you can have. Mele here you can't say it. Mele here you have to pay the ganze price.
Another wall.
Again. But you can't say the ture bar zuze. You have to have a wall. Lo meshane. Ich bet, take. The truth is, I have to ask Mechile in the yeshiva, what the Messiah is, that the Megiddo Shiurim never go in the middle of Zman to Chutz La'aretz. But I'll tell you, the Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik Livrocha in the beginning of the Zman called me, and he told me because the Matzav of Yeshiva, he wants to make a Chizuk this Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz. And he will come, and Be'ez Hashem, from there everything will start. This was his plan. He said, we'll speak it over closer to the time. And spoke about it a couple of times, but then Nigzer Gzeire that Rosh Hashiva Nistalik Lebeis Ilomai. So the achlot of the yeshiva was that because this is what the Rosh Hashiva really was planning, that to make a Pesazazach in America, to start from there, so from there the yeshiva will start. And from the people that the Rosh Hashiva was planning to start, to use, this will be the Amshocha from the Rosh Hashiva. So Bezah, I'm going only for Shabbos, and we had Sunday already coming back, Bezah Hashem. But I bet that the Siyata Dishmaye, and the Shiva Zecher Tzadik Livroche, that we'll do a Chazore. It's not an option. So the Chazore and the Faher is not an option. Sai Bochim Sai Ingeleit, yeah? So the Bochim will be one kind of Matnes Chor B'Tzidah, and Ingeleit we have to find a different kind of Matnes Chor B'Tzidah, yeah? Maybe Elam Habit, and so on. It's a Sach Besser, that's a Chor. If someone wants to sell his Elam Habit, please, say. But Ich Bet Ake, Lemaisa, we have tonight, I think, and the whole Friday, Bezos Hashem, Lel Shabbos, the Shiva himself would learn every Lel Shabbos, 8 hours, 10 hours, Mamas. And I think Be'etzem, Lemaisa, with this Mishnah, is a sikum of the Sugya of Hezekriah, of Chozis, it's Mamash Siyata Dishmaya, I think, because these Shaykhs, Chozis, and everything, Mamash finishes in this Mishnah. It's Mamash HaShlome. On a beta, Shabbos afternoon, Motzi Shabbos, because I'm a Malka this week, Sunday, Bez Hashem, on a beta, Yeder Eine, to make the Ishtadlis, even if someone feels I don't need, aber Ishle Reu Yema Chazak, there will be no Yoitza Min HaKlal, and Bez Hashem, Yem Sheni will start the Sugya Peret Erzmanet.